So we're continuing with this exploration of belonging. And how that can support and inform our being in the world. We began this series with 5 weeks of going through each of the elements, so beginning with this elemental belonging to just the very nature of the ecosystem or of the universe, earth and water and fire and air and space last time, the spaciousness that holds all the other elements and that holds us. And so today we'll build on that and explore how we experience or belong to a circle of care in the world. How does elemental belonging perhaps support the opening of the heart? So we'll be swirling back through some previous themes and blending them into our current theme. And we'll begin with practice as we typically do. So I'll invite you to maybe begin with a sigh. To settle into this moment by settling into the body. Letting this earth body rest on the earth. And you might soften the gaze or even release the pull of the outside world if that supports a deeper connection with a felt sense of the body. And sometimes, eyes open is what supports a deeper sense with this larger earth body that we belong to. So, trusting your own practice. Inviting a melting of the muscles. Feeling into the flow that the body is capable of, this quality of the water element that lives in our tissues, that is both fluid and also cohesive. And so we begin our sitting by feeling both the strength and the stability, the solidity offered by the earth element in the body, the bones. And we allow that strength to hold us. Gifting the muscles an opportunity to rest, to release any unnecessary efforting. And as you settle into this moment, there might be a touching of the life force, the energy in the body, sometimes experienced in the fire element, sense of the warmth in the core. Or maybe even the warmth of the sun on the skin through the window, a reminder of the sun's energy that lives within us. Sometimes that life force is most directly connected with through the air element, through the breath. The nourishment of each inhalation. Refreshing and replenishing the body. And each exhalation, a cleansing, a clearing. An invitation to deeper release and relaxing. Resting more fully into the presence of this moment here and now. You might choose for yourself for the next little while a place to rest your attention. It might be this flow of the breath. It might be one of the touch points in the body, or a felt sense in the body as a whole. Let it be easeful. What's the easiest place for the attention to return to again and again in a relaxed way? And as you sit with this balance of strength and softness in the body, you might also just notice what's the quality of heart that's present in this moment. Is the heart open or closed? Is there a quality of warmth or tenderness? A sense of connection or contraction. It's not about making the heart be any particular way, but being curious. Noticing and knowing what it's like in the body, and then what it's like in the heart. And sometimes we can have this experience of strong back, a soft belly, and an open heart. We can't will this to be so, but we can notice this quality of open-heartedness if it happens to be present. Sometimes we can invite in an exploration or attending to the heart through our practice. Breathing into and through our heart. Almost like a bellows that fans the flames of a fire. We can just gently bring awareness, attention, energy to the heart center. So that if there's a little spark of openness, warmth, or care, we can offer the oxygen, the energy of our awareness to invite that to grow and expand. Maybe breathing in a quality of care from this circle that we're sitting in. Returning that care with the exhalation. Breathing in care, breathing out care. With that sense of care and maybe just this light awareness of our shared circle, you might also breathe in a sense of belonging. Your presence here is recognized and appreciated. Perhaps some of that recognition and appreciation flows out with the exhalation, offering a sense of belonging. For the next few minutes, just in your own way, whatever feels authentic for you, to just savor any sense of shared breathing, belonging, or being together. as we come to the final few minutes of our practice today. You might return to a sigh and to see if there's any other part of the body that you can soften or settle, release or relax. Even a little more. And if there is a deeper release, what's the effect on the heart? Does it offer any more space for the heart to open or expand? To breathe in care more deeply. To extend care outwards more fully. And might you offer this quality of a strong back, soft belly, and open heart as a gift to the world. As a way of offering support or grounding. Or settling. And safety. So that all beings might know care, peace, ease, and freedom. May it be so. So, this sense of belonging to a circle of care, and many months ago, maybe even last year, we had talked a little bit about a word from the Pali language, the language of the Buddha, anukampa, which is often translated as care. We often talk about metta, loving kindness, which sometimes really resonates with people. But there's this beautiful word, this concept of anukampa, of care, that's sometimes broader. You know, it doesn't have to look like love. So sometimes having the word loving kindness feels like a high bar. And it also doesn't have to look like compassion. Care does not have to arise simply in the presence of suffering. It can arise in response to beauty, to belonging, to joy. So there's a way that care can foster belonging. There's also a way that belonging can foster a sense of care. So these last few weeks, we've been exploring belonging. Belonging to the larger world. Belonging in a very elemental way. We're not separate from the earth, from, you know, the animate world. We're all made up of cells. There's this shared experience of breathing. And sometimes beginning there, beginning with embodiment, beginning with the elements, beginning with belonging, can bring a sense of relaxing, of ease, of resting. These are words that often show up at the beginning of our practice, don't they? Oh, relax, release, rest back, receive. And when we are relaxed, we're often more present. There's more ease. And not always, but often, there's more openness, including in the heart. There's support for that. So the stability of our sitting posture, that strong back, supports a relaxation, which often supports an opening. Joan Halifax is most commonly credited with that little phrase of strong back, soft belly, open heart. And so, you know, there's space. We talked about the space element. In relaxation, there's often space for the natural unfurling of the heart to open and embrace the world. There's a Dana Fald's quote that's really beautiful. She says, "Throw off the bonds of your conditioning and fear and celebrate the wonder of being here. Experience this moment as it is, connected by breath and essence to the whole. You couldn't be separate if you tried. Live this day as if the earth exhales blessings in your direction, as if trees speak their deepest secrets in your ear, as if bird songs can lift you outside your ordinary state of mind and bring you into truth. Be the creative juice flowing through the universe. Be compassion in action and wholeness in motion. Be silence and stillness. The ocean of love so palpable that not one cell of you disputes the truth that you are that." So in these words, we can hear how belonging to this big, beautiful world is possibly a portal into the heart, into compassion, into action. You know, it talks about compassion in action, wholeness in motion. And so this is the direction that one of the directions we'll be playing with in this series is how does this quality of belonging, along with the heart qualities, you know, care, kindness, compassion, gratitude, generosity, equanimity, how do these mix and mingle and allow us to engage, you know, to be present and steady, and also heartfully connected with, you know, this very challenged world, you know, amidst the storms and stress of this world. And so we do belong, and we belong to, we've talked about the more than human world these last 5 weeks, we belong to the human world as well. We're part of the larger human family, and you know, Mother Teresa has a quote some of you may be familiar with. She says, "The problem with the world is that we draw the circle of our family too small. The problem with the world is that we draw the circle of our family too small." And in many ways, we've seen how there's a lot of that going on in the world these days. Us, them, this group, that group, you know, this border that divides this country from that country. And there's a lot of pain and suffering. There's a lot of separation, that sense of separation. So part of what we've been exploring in bits and pieces these last 5 weeks too is that quality of not self. It's these lines between me and trees or animals or plants or other people is blurrier when we start to think about how much we have in common, how much we share. So part of the exploration will be, how do we bring ourselves to the world? How do we welcome this larger circle of family? Is that something we're interested in doing? Is it something we feel like this heart is capable of? And what practices, what qualities support us in doing this? You know, we can start to think of, who do we include in our circle of family? Who do we leave out? And not from a place of needing to immediately judge or critique, but from curiosity to consider. And what is it that makes it hard to include? And how do we include, and who do we include, and when do we include? Perhaps internally, we have this ongoing theme too of practicing internally and externally. So when is it wise for the inclusion to happen here? Perhaps in our silent practice, in those wishes for well-being, of kindness, of metta. And when is it skillful to practice in action externally? Yeah, there's a word for that in Pali as well, upaya, skillful action. It's actually the name of the Zen center that Joan Halifax heads up in New Mexico, which, you know, she's very much about engaged practice in the world. And so we'll be playing with this. We'll be playing with this in different ways, and I think we'll do so in a combination of taking a deeper dive into some of the concepts and practices we've played with in the past year. So the simple quality of presence, the heart qualities, the paramis are a support here. If you've dropped in and out of any of these series or themes, we'll be doing a little braiding of some of them into this theme of belonging to see how, you know, the work we've done with sensations and thoughts and emotions and some of those sticky, challenging places like the three poisons, as they're sometimes called, of greed, aversion, and delusion, which are running rampant in our world. How do they show up and influence where belonging is easeful and where it's challenging, and how to bridge divides? So we'll be playing with belonging and engagement. So we're going to bring in the thread of engagement to see how we can take the richness of what's being cultivated in these hearts and minds into the world in ways that feel authentic and can be of service in whatever way you might feel called to serve, whether it's as simple as a smile to that person, you know, who looks like they're having a hard day as they're, you know, ringing up your groceries, or if it's somehow, you know, taking on one of the big challenges that's in our world. Every gesture of belonging and of care is part of the fabric that holds us all, really, the web of belonging. So I'll pause here and offer breakout groups if you wish to reflect on anything from the belonging series so far, or perhaps particularly from today, coming back to that concept or quality of care, maybe even reflecting on who do you care about? What do you care about? What enlivens your care? What supports your heart in opening? And we'll take a little time together, and then we can come back for a final poem. So enjoy each other's company. Welcome back. I'm curious if there's anything that briefly wants to be shared before we close with a poem. So beautiful. It's actually sort of a beautiful lead into the poem that spoke to me today to close with by Tagore. It's a Bengali poet entitled "The Same Stream of Life." The same stream of life that runs through my veins night and day, runs through the world and dances in rhythmic measures. It is the same life that shoots in joy through the dust of the earth in numberless blades of grass, and breaks into tumultuous waves of leaves and flowers. It is the same life that is rocked in the ocean cradle of birth and of death, in ebb and in flow. I feel my limbs are made glorious by the touch of this world of life. And my pride is from the life throb of ages dancing in my blood this moment. May your limbs may be made to feel glorious in the touch of this world this week. These moments of beauty as fall and is offering up this amazing display of a rainbow of color. And may you feel your belonging and your open, supported heart. And we'll continue in 2 weeks.